The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, February 16, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. Complainant reported they left their locked vehicle in the mall parking lot and when they returned they found someone had picked open the trunk lock. Items stolen from the vehicle include a purple iPhone 14, international ID card, a black backpack containing a notebook, and $1,000 in cash. Mall surveillance video reviewed with negative results. February 16, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business reported a male selected $1,000 worth of Pokemon cards and concealed them in a tote bag and left the store without paying. The male is described as Caucasian, 5 feet 10 inches tall, medium build, short brown hair, and wearing a dark gray jacket over a beige hoodie. Suspect entered the passenger side of a silver Honda Civic and left the area. Surveillance video to be obtained from the business. February 17, 1700 block of Beech Grove Road. Complainant reported the roof rack was stolen sometime overnight from their vehicle parked in front of their residence. The rack is described as a black Rack Attack brand valued at $800. No surveillance video, suspects, or witnesses. February 17, 900 block of Cambie Street, Vancouver. Complainant reported to Delta Police that their parent had received a phone call advising that a family member was in jail and demanding $2,000 in bail money. The complainant contacted the caller, obtained an email address, and other information. They then transferred the $2,000 from their bank account to the fraudster. Complainant advised to contact Vancouver Police as the incident occurred in Vancouver jurisdiction. February 17, 1300 block of 56th Street. A business requested police assistance for a customer who was likely involved in a gift card scam. The customer advised that they had received a call from a bank fraud investigator who directed them to purchase $12,000 in Visa gift cards as part of an RCMP investigation. The customer continued with the scam until the business intervened. Police provided the customer with anti-fraud resources and a referral to victim services. February 19, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business reported a male and female selected several cosmetic and food items and left the store without payment. Police located the two suspects who admitted stealing the items and claimed they were both out of work and struggling to feed their two young children. The items were returned to the store and both parties were released without charges as the business did not wish to pursue the matter. February 19, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported a male claiming to be from Amazon contacted the complainant by phone and subsequently gained access to their bank account. The suspect was able to withdraw $2,400. The bank has reimbursed $1,400 and is attempting to recover the remaining $1,000. The incident is still under investigation with the bank. Ladner. February 16, 5800 block of Highway 99. A vehicle stopped for traveling at a speed of 142 km per hour in a posted 80 km per hour zone. The driver issued a speeding ticket and a 7-day driving suspension. The vehicle, which is a dealership courtesy car, was towed from the scene and the dealership informed as how to apply for an early release. The driver and passenger left the area by taxi. February 18, 4600 block of Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they left their prescription eyeglasses on a shelf in the pool area of the recreation center and when they went to retrieve the glasses they were missing. No surveillance video in the area. Approximate value of the stolen glasses is $500. February 18, 5100 block of Ladner Trunk Road. A business reported a male had concealed items and left the store without payment. The suspect was apprehended by the store and held for police. Stakes valued at $250 were recovered from the suspect who was then arrested for theft under $5,000. The suspect was then released on a requirement to appear in court at a future date.